Yes, it's the critic with the River Dog Report. We are at Joe Riley Park downtown, looking glorious as it always does. Today, though, filling in, we have the River Dog's assistant general manager. It is Ben Abzug. Ben, how are you doing?
I am doing well. Thanks for having us, critic. I'm sorry to disappoint all your listeners and without Nate here today, but I'll do my best to fill in and share the good news going on at the Joe.
The great Nate is occupied. What exactly is he doing today?
I heard something about an airport run, so I don't know if that's a player move or dropping off the girlfriend, but one of the two.
Well, we'll talk to Nate another time. Before we start our River Dog stuff, Ben, I've always wanted to ask you this. I hope it's not too obscure and hope I'm not getting too personal, but I grew up in New York and there was a famous congresswoman named Bella Abzug who actually ran for president, I think, a couple of times. Are you any relation? You were just telling me you had relatives in New York.
That's correct. And obscure you? No. I am a distant relative of Bella Abzug's. There aren't a lot of Abzugs running around, so yes, there is some connection. She was famous for her hat collection, if you recall, senator from New York. So while she's not popping up at my family reunions, the story goes that three or four generations ago, my great-great-grandfather, there was a family in the old world, family in the new world when he moved over. So there's two distinct branches of Abzugs living in the U.S. So she is on one side, I'm on another. Never met her, never knew her before she passed away, of course. But yes, we can certainly trace our lineage back a few generations.
Very interesting.
Well, that's an obscure question. I gave you way more information than you probably want.
That is a great answer. Well, we have a homestand here with the River Dogs. We go through Tuesday, and that's when 105.5 The Bridge will be here for the Splash Day. 11 a.m. I'm going to be here for the broadcast. Game is at noon, but Splash Days at the River Dogs are so much fun. It is fun for the whole family.
I can't think of a better way to promote that game than say to all of your listeners, come on out and throw a water balloon at Critic. We turn the ballpark into a water park. It's one of the best days. Our staff loves it. We bring out kids from local youth camps and daycares, but it's also open to the public. Bring your kids to the ballpark. Bring your bathing suit. We've got thousands of water balloons. We generally have a big fire hose that we're spraying all around. Bring your super soakers and air and water pistols. It's just an awesome time. You never see so many smiles as you do at the Joe on that day, and that's this Tuesday, and we're happy to have you and the Bridge there with us.
Get here early too, because it does get packed. It is fun. 11 a.m. gates open, and that's when we'll be here for the broadcast. I think I'm hiding on Tuesday where we are right now in the nice press box.
We'll let you hide and do the broadcast. Then we're going to take you out with some floaties and a poncho and see how you fare out there with all the kids running around.
That's going to be very fun. Tuesday at 11 a.m. for Splash Day, the end of the homestand. And do not forget, this Monday, July 16th, our sister station, 98 Rock, will be here for the game. It is Dog Day when 98 is here. Bring your pups to the ballpark, which is also a spectacular time.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite days of the week, because not only can you bring your dog, but we serve dollar hot dogs, dollar beers up in our Ashley View pub, where there's always a wonderful breeze blowing. And we get great crowds on Monday. It's a good way to start off your week. You're a little dragging at work, and you feel bad about leaving your dog at home on the Monday after the weekend, and just bring everybody out to the Joe, and it's a inexpensive night out and always a lot of fun with 98 Rock.
Plus, the R Dogs right now, we're in the second half of the season. They are in first place. Last year made the playoffs. This year, we want them to make the playoffs again, so come and support the River Dogs. Looking good to start off the second half of the season.
Yeah, we're excited. It's always fun to get a couple wins. There have been a couple exciting finishes here at the Joe, and the guys need the support of all the fans out there, so we want everybody to come and be part of that first place River Dogs team right now. And you're right, We've made the playoffs 2 years in a row after having a 12-year playoff drought. So we're on a bit of a roll here. And like you said, in minor league baseball and in the South Atlantic League, which the River Dogs play in specifically, the season is split into halves. So we didn't make the playoffs in the first half. We're now in first place, and the winner of the second half gets a playoff spot. So all we have to do is finish off our last 40-plus games of the season and keep that top spot. And we're going to have a couple extra games to celebrate in September for some playoff baseball.
Love River Dogs baseball, and make sure you join us this Tuesday, July 17th, for Splash Day, 11 a.m. The gates open. The game starts at noon. I will be here. Get your tickets, riverdogs.com. Keep listening to 105.5 The Bridge to win your free tickets. And It's going to be a very good time. Yeah, try to find me on Tuesday. I am fair game. Water balloons, water guns. It's going to be a good time.
It certainly will be, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody this weekend, home all weekend, and then rolling into the dog day Monday and the day game on Tuesday with water everywhere.
It's been a pleasure. Ben, filling in nicely for Nate. He might be out of a job here.
Oh, thank you. This is the highlight of his week, so I wouldn't take that from him.
No, we love Nate. The great Nate will be back for the River Dogs Report. But this week with Ben Abzug, the assistant general manager of the River Dogs. Everybody does a great job here. Matt Dean, the voice of the River Dogs, is right beside us, too. He does an excellent job. Love coming to the Joe. And we'll see you Monday for Dog Day with 98 Rock. And Tuesday, the special Splash Day, 11 a.m., Joe Riley Park with 105.5 The Bridge. This Tuesday, July 17th. Thank you very much, Ben.
Thank you, Critic. And I'd be remiss if I didn't give a special birthday shout-out to AJ Garcia, our assistant broadcaster, who's turning 22 today.
Happy birthday, AJ, and we'll see everybody at Joe Riley Park downtown with the sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.